WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than 2 weeks left until Election Day, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are planning their final pitches to voters. Donald Trump says he will hold a rally at New York's Madison Square Garden this Sunday. And next Tuesday, 1 week out from the election, Kamala Harris is planning a big speech.
She'll be giving a major address outlining her closing argument to the American people, speaking on the National Mall at the exact same site where Donald Trump addressed his supporters and urged them to march to the Capitol on January 6th. Harris using the symbolic site to argue it's time to turn the page on Trump.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The Justice Department is warning Elon Musk that his daily million-dollar giveaways to registered voters may be a violation of election law. A day after Boeing announced it had lost $6 billion in the third quarter, its striking union machinists rejected an offer from the plane maker, meaning they are still off the job. The first lawsuit has now been filed over the McDonald's quarter pounder E. coli outbreak. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. A Wisconsin man is accused of sex trafficking in a case involving a former CEO. A federal indictment alleges 71-year-old James Jacobson of Rice Lake recruited and paid men to perform sex acts for former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO Mike Jeffries and his partner, Matthew Smith. A human case of West Nile virus in western Wisconsin. Public health officials say the case was confirmed in Eau Claire County. It's the county's only case so far this year. West Nile is transmitted by mosquito bites and can be dangerous to people with weakened immune systems or other complications. And Saturday is National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Attorney General Josh Call says take-back events are a convenient way for Wisconsinites to safely dispose of unused and unwanted medications and help keep communities safe. Visit the Department of Health Services website for more information and locations. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio
Network. I'm Dave Grant with your Max FM weather forecast. Today, increasing clouds with a high of 63. Tonight, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a low of 47. On Friday, it'll be gradually clearing with a high of 59. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 32. On Saturday, it'll be sunny with a high of 57. On Sunday, sunny with a high of 62. Currently, it is 32 degrees at the Max FM studios. 99.7 Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM, Dave Grant with you, 7:04 on Thursday morning. I hope everyone's having a great day so far. It is a little chilly out there, so make sure you put those coats on, as you just heard. Here's Tears for Fears on Max FM.
Yeah. 90s and more.
No doubt. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Tommy Two Tone, 7:12 a.m. on Thursday morning. We are going to take a quick look at that weather forecast. Today, increasing clouds, a high of 63. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, a low of 47. On Friday, mostly cloudy to start. It'll gradually clear with a high of 59. On Saturday, sunny with a high of 57. Sunday, it'll be sunny and a high of 62. Currently, it is 32 degrees outside. So if you're out and about this morning, you want to put that coat on, right, Emily?
That's right, Dave. Good morning, and good morning, everyone in our listening coverage area. Super happy to be up with you guys on a Thursday. And yep, it's a little bit chilly outside, but you know what? I stepped out really early this morning with my puppy, who has to go out like right away, of course. And it's not so bad. You know, you just put some socks and shoes on and throw a coat on and it's okay. Have a hot cup of coffee. It feels pretty good, actually. It wakes you up, that's for sure.
Oh, yes, it most certainly does. I was out with our little goofball right around 3:45 this morning and definitely woke up when I stepped out there. I was glad to be wearing pajama pants and not shorts. I'm glad I at least remembered not to go out there in shorts because, yeah, it's a little cool out there. But, you know, it's October, and I'm kind of, just to tease people a little bit, I did do a little bit of forecasting this morning because I was kind of curious next week. Obviously, we have Halloween next Thursday, a week from today. And just kind of looking at temps, and we look like we'll be kind of getting into the 70s until Wednesday. Kind of cools down towards next Thursday. I'm looking maybe around 58 for a high on Thursday, and it's going to start cooling off after that a little bit as well. Highs in the mid-50s, lows in the mid-30s is what I'm kind of going with right now. So we're going to get through a little bit of warm weather, and that's going to cool down. But there will not be snow on Halloween, at least, right, Emily?
Yay. Like I was saying a couple days ago, growing up in Wisconsin on Halloween meant that you were dealing with snow possibly, but definitely like a big old ugly winter jacket over your awesome costume that you spent so much time working on with your parents and your sisters and brothers. So yeah, I'm glad to hear that. My kids will be happy. They'll be out and about even though they're getting a little bit older for the big Halloween celebration. They still like to get out. So it'll be good to know that it'll be nice out. I look forward to it. I love Halloween. So I can't wait.
Yeah, me as well. I always enjoy watching all the kids come by as we hand out the candy. And, you know, that's going to be interesting because right now we're looking at sunset right around in the 6 o'clock range. It'll be before 6 o'clock going forward. So, you know, the sun won't even be coming up today until 7:24 this morning. So it's a little dark out there yet, and you know it'll be
kind of gray and weird. Like you don't know what, yeah, you don't know what time of day it is right now. It's kind of right in between. It could be going down or coming up. You don't even know. So
no, and this time of year,
that kind of morning.
Yeah, exactly. So this time of year, you know, it just is what it is. We have a time change coming up soon as well. So not quite ready for that. I don't like it being dark at 5 o'clock at night, or it'll actually be before 5 o'clock then. And so that'll be the hard part is coming home in the dark. So,
yeah, it kind of feels like, yeah, it feels like you almost like are existing in the dark because you wake up, it's dark, you get to work, it's light out, but you're indoors probably if you work in an office or whatever. And then when you leave, it's kind of getting dark. And so you kind of exist in your non-work hours. If you're a daytime, you know, first shift worker, you kind of exist in the dark. It's a little bit weird, but you get used to it. And then, you know, hopefully you can do some things in your life that bring that light, you know. Definitely pay attention to that. People have their, you know, what's called the circadian rhythm, right? So your body tries to change towards that kind of sleep pattern of when the sun is up and when the sun is down. So just if it feels right, do that. Go to bed earlier. You know, I mean, that's what we're supposed to be doing. So
nothing wrong with that.
Change,
you know,
though.
Yeah, Wendy and I were joking about that. There's some nights, last night might have been one of those nights where I was in bed before 9 o'clock last night. And there's nothing wrong with that. Once you're tired, it's like, you know what, go to sleep. That's why I woke up a little bit earlier this morning, too. So it's all
same
good,
here,
you know.
It
is good to have you back,
yeah.
Emily.
Yeah, thanks. It's great to be back, Dave. I know you had a busy day yesterday, ribbon cutting at Highway 33. Is that thing is open now? I feel like there's still like a block that you can't get through.
Not open yet.
Dang it.
Do not drive on the closed road yet. So they did the ribbon cutting yesterday. We had the Baraboo Pep Band over there. That was so neat to see. If anyone missed out on the festivities, we did our best to live stream that yesterday with the wind. That made it a little bit of a challenge. And so that did cause a little bit of difficulties. But we do have that on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Ribbon cutting went very well. It was neat to be out there. And so the plan is to open the road sometime on Friday. We've not been given an exact time of when it'll be open, so do not drive down that road. There's still construction workers out there, and we want them to be safe. So sometime Friday, be patient. It's 3 weeks sooner than they planned, but we should talk about another closure. This is important. The Merrimack Ferry is closed for maintenance until at least this afternoon. We don't know what happened to it. We just know there is some sort of maintenance that is taking place on it. And they're working on it. I saw a bunch of lights out there this morning because, you know me, I had to bring up the webcam to see what was going on with it. And the last I looked, it was lit up pretty brightly around the ferry. I assume it's either a cable or a mechanical issue with the ferry itself. So the ferry is closed. It is docked over on the Merrimack side of things. And I see a lot of lights on there right now. I'm looking at the 511 cam, but the ferry is still closed. So again, till this afternoon, Emily. So I don't know
Thank
if you travel
that. No,
on
that's
that or
really,
not.
I do sometimes. Yeah, I like to take that way back and forth. And I have so many great memories of the ferry. And I so appreciate it. So thank you for being the neighborhood watch on all things commuting, because it's really helpful for those of us that do use the ferry and enjoy. That is, I don't know if people know this, but this is like, that's the only free ferry anywhere.
Yeah, it is,
I guess.
Only free.
I think that
one.
That's,
it's
really wonderful.
Neat.
I mean, maybe that's super common knowledge, but I guess that's, you know, I grew up on it and it was really fun to be able to go back and forth as a kid. And it's really convenient as a grown person who goes, you know, from place to place. And I know people appreciate it. So it's, you know, it definitely is probably going to affect a couple people's days today that it's not working at the moment. But, you know, those people are working hard to fixed up so everyone can use it and enjoy it again. It's great.
It really is.
Possible way to
there.
Travel.
It's,
I mean, I brag
fun.
About it all the time. That mute for me sometimes. People are
right.
Pretty jealous.
Yeah, no, me too. I enjoy going on there. We'll go and visit some of the other establishments along the way. One of them I know is closed for the season. So, sorry, got a little distracted. I'm already chatting with Mr. Corey Hartman himself. So we're dealing with a little bit of a weather thing. So that's why you guys have heard me on the weather this morning. And so that's what I'm kind of checking on now. So yes, I'm filling in for our meteorologist.
Okay,
I am not a meteorologist, so.
You know, but you really sound like one. So maybe just for now, just fake it till you make it. You're doing great, Dave. I think all of us appreciate it, because if that was up to me right now, I would not have that sufficient of a forecast. So thank you. You even got to, you know, all the way a week from now to Halloween and gave people some good news.
Yep.
There. So
exactly.
Great.
It's what we do. So yeah, it was interesting yesterday. We mentioned that you were out yesterday. We had a lot of stuff going on, ribbon cutting ceremony. I had my annual checkup at the doctor. Overall, that went pretty well. You know, some uncomfortable moments. We're not going to discuss those on air, though. I don't want to freak anyone out on the morning show either. And so we'll leave
not,
it at
not
that.
Not the TMI we need right now.
Yeah, right. But you know what I found out yesterday? I'm fat. I'm obese. And
no.
So, yeah, I don't know. I was shocked. So, yes, I got in trouble at the doctor's office yesterday.
Well, that's their job, to tell us all the things that we're doing wrong. They tend to not tell us all the things we're doing right to care for ourselves. They tend to just kind of call us out. So we want you to be well, Dave, because everybody loves you and you're funny and wonderful. And like, yeah, so whatever you need to do to make that doctor happy, do it.
Yep, exactly. You know, so I did not stop at the gas station after my doctor's appointment yesterday to go get a breakfast sandwich. Normally, that would be my mode of operation, would be go to a certain gas station, grab a quick hot sandwich out of their booth or their areas there. So I did not do that. And then I stopped at the grocery store, grabbed some yogurt and grabbed some fruit. And so, yeah, working on it. And I'm glad I didn't go to McDonald's either. Let's talk about that, because this is something that's important. And there's been some misinformation out there as well about it. So, Emily, can you believe the quarter pounders are getting people sick? That's not good.
Yeah. And there, you know, I'm sure most people have kind of heard about this, this E. coli breakout, you know, that is happening in McDonald's. They're saying that, you know, it's a certain date range from September to just, you know, early this week, I believe, that if you had eaten a quarter pounder, they're saying the onions were possibly contaminated. You know, there's, again, Dave and I are not scientists, so we're going off other people's information here. This is an NPR article, so it's you know, really solid newsworthy information, fact checked and all that good stuff. But yeah, so, you know, it's definitely not from the beef, they stated. It is because that is cooked at a temperature that would kill anything like E. coli. But yeah, there's a lot of people that have gotten sick from this. And, you know, for me, I want to say as a person, it just kind of reminded me that, you know, getting your, you know, cooking your own food at home is probably always beneficial, because you know what's happening with your food, right? Like, you're dealing with it on your own. So we all know that that's the healthiest way to eat. So, you know, take from Dave going and getting a yogurt from the grocery store versus going to get a hot sandwich from a, you know, a hot deli or whatever. You know, you just know what you're getting. But at the same time, you never really know. So it's just, you know, eye-opening to know that even though McDonald's, you know, does obviously, you know, check all of their things many, many times over, because they have so many establishments and feed so many people, it is, you know, fast food. So, you know, you just have to be cautious.
You really do. And I did look at the information on the CDC website as well, because wanted to learn a little bit more about it, because Wisconsin was mentioned in this and a lot of the news stories that were going on yesterday. And Wisconsin was one of the states that was initially listed as the having impacted McDonald's sites. And that has been since removed from the CDC website and not from all the news organization sites yet, because that's they're still catching up with it. But the reason Wisconsin was on there was somebody from Wisconsin had eaten a quarter pounder, got sick. Well, it comes to find out they had not eaten in Wisconsin. They had eaten somewhere out of state. And right now, the states that the CDC says are impacted are Colorado, Kansas, Utah, Wyoming, portions of Idaho, Iowa, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. And they say that McDonald's has stopped using quarter pound or silvered onions and beef patties. So we're not sure which part of it is exactly causing the issue, but it's something that's been nationwide news in the past 24 hours. And it's very serious. I mean, so far, 49 cases of E. coli, 10 people have been hospitalized, one person has passed away, and 10 states impacted by it. So one-fifth of the states in the U.S. are impacted by this. So that's a large number, you know, and you want to know what causes it, because a lot of this type of stuff is used in other food supply chain places within other restaurants. And so we'll keep an eye on this. This is something that's important. And the other thing, as Emily mentioned, when you're cooking at home, it shows you the importance of making sure you cook everything to the proper temperature. I know we all like having our burgers a certain way, but there's a reason you want to get it to 165 degrees internal temp, right, Emily?
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, that's, you know, in restaurants and things like that, they use, you know, those little temperature guys that you see, you know, it's a kind of a Thanksgiving thought, right? You see the turkey, they stick that little thermometer in the turkey, but that's used across the board in restaurants for all meats. So, I mean, generally, I think restaurants are incredibly responsible and do a great job with things because, you know, they care and because they have to because of the FDA. So, you know, it is a thing, but at the same time, you know, nothing is guaranteed. So like Dave said, you know, when you're cooking at home, if you're using meats and fish and things, you know, make sure you're cooking things up to temp. If you want to go out and get one of those doohickeys that, you know, gives you your temperature, they're kind of fun to use and they pop up when they're done. So, you know, just be thoughtful about the things you put in your body because, you know, we've only got one of them. And like Dave said, he went to the doctor and he didn't get 100% report. So we want him to be feeling good. So, you know, let's think about all the ways that we can do that for ourselves and each other.
Most definitely. And the other thing that was interesting that I learned yesterday in talking to the doctor about this, among some of the other things I learned, I'm not going to go into all the details, obviously. But one of the things that she was very adamant about is she goes, yes, you can do exercise. Yes, exercise does help, but it needs to be a fairly strenuous amount of exercise. She goes, the first place you need to be looking at is what is going on to your plate and what is going into your mouth. And I said, oh, I see what's going into my mouth. And I said, I love seafood. I see food and I eat it. And she kind of chuckled at me. And then she looked at me like, yeah, no, you really need to take this seriously. And she's right. I get exactly where she's coming from. And so definitely something that I need to work on. And I recognize that fact because I know in the past I've not had the best eating habits. We're all guilty of that. You get in a hurry. Oh, I'm going to go through the drive-thru somewhere that's fast. It's convenient. Yeah, it's fast and convenient. There's a reason for it. And you can do all those things in moderation, right? You shouldn't be doing them every single day either. So it's something definitely to be aware of, right, Emily?
Yeah. And I think it's really, you know, not coincidental, but maybe a coincidence that, you know, you're having this report from your doctor and it's opening your eyes and making you think also at the same moment that this situation is happening at McDonald's. Not that they go hand in hand, but it is an eye opener to say like, okay, let's maybe, you know, think about avoiding the drive-through for your own health, not because of E. coli necessarily, right? Because that's a very serious thing, but they're not necessarily directly connected. But, you know, for you right now, kind of mentally, like that could be a connection that you can run with and you know, use that to make a shift, right? So, you know, all those little things kind of happen in your life and you like make those connections and it's like, you know what, let's make something out of this. So, you know, think things through, right? And we just, we want to be feeling healthy and feeling good. And especially coming into the winter, it's so easy to kind of change your eating habits and sit around a little bit more. So it's good to keep moving, right, Dave? That's why we're here in the morning. Wake everybody
right,
up
it
and
is.
Get moving.
You're exactly right. And it's with formerly working in an office space all the time that I was guilty of not getting up and moving. So that was definitely it. I can say that they were very happy with some of the art changes that have happened so far. And we just had Chris text and he said, they have great deals on bananas at certain convenience stores, Dave, as a reminder. And Chris is definitely right about that. And it's ironic he does mention the bananas because I did grab two of those while I was at the grocery store. So I have one of those sitting on my desk this morning as well because those are important. You know, you want to really try to think about what's going into your body. And so I'm going to keep track
bananas
of this journey
cheap.
A little bit. Right, they
yeah,
were.
Yeah, let's keep track of it. I
think we should.
I can advocate. I can be your, you know, the person to check on you and make sure you're eating bananas and yogurt in the morning. But yeah, bananas are always good call. They're still like 49 cents or whatever. I mean, you can throw a buck or two on the counter and get a very healthy couple of meals out of, not meals, but I mean, at least snacks out of bananas. So that's a good call. Thank you, Chris, for that. We appreciate that. Reminds me, I've got to go to the store and get bananas. My son was asking for them. So thank you for the reminder.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And it's fall time, so you can get to the apple orchards and all that as well. So it's a perfect time to think about that. We have the local farmers market. It'll be the last one this Saturday. So you can get a lot of your fruits and vegetables down there as well. We have our apple orchards all open all over the place as well. So definitely something we want everyone to think about. And Chris just texted again. He said they're 29 cents a pound at a certain store. So that's definitely
that's so
something
great.
To think about as we're out and about. That's not that expensive. A lot cheaper than probably some of those breakfast sandwiches as well, right, Emily?
Yep. Absolutely. And bananas have so much potassium and so many things that are good for digestion. I think they may have been on our list the other day for the good sleeping foods, too. So,
they
I mean, having
were.
Them in the morning and at night, just start and end your day that way. Hey,
right.
I wanted to real quick, speaking of the farmer's market and fresh
yes.
foods like that, I was at the farmer's market downtown in Baraboo yesterday for the Wednesday one, and it was just lovely. I love all of the stands. They do such a nice job. Everyone's so chatty and sweet. And while I was walking around, here I heard the marching band, and I didn't know that that was for the 33 openings or the ribbon cutting, excuse me. And all of us were like, where's the band? So it's just so nice when all the things are kind of like available for you to appreciate in Baraboo. Like if you're walking down the street and you hear a band around the corner, I mean, it was just really neat. So now I know exactly what that was about. So
right.
it was just kind of nice to have both of those things come up in our show today. So shout out to the marching band. It was great to hear you.
Yes. And shout out to all the workers all the way from the state of Wisconsin to A1 Excavating, DL Gasser, City of Baraboo, everyone that was involved on that road reconstruction project. We appreciate each and every one of them. And so as a reminder, as we wrap up, we will be, the Merrimack Ferry is closed today. And if you do have a birthday or anniversary, please text those in to us, 608-355-9970. Emily will be back with me right around 7:45 to talk about birthdays and anniversaries. And we'll have Ben Bromley in around 7:50 to talk about weekends are best. So Emily, we'll talk to you in a little bit.
Sounds good, Dave. Talk to you all soon.
You betcha. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at BaraboobBank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
I'm Kim, a U.S. Cellular customer. They asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back. Get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back. Exclusive offers just for us, just to say thanks. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Actor portrayal.
Whoa, slow down. Get up to $1,200 off any phone, plus $400 off any tablet. It's Us Days, going on right now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, The Dells, Reedsburg, and cellplus.com.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Bucks won their season opener 124-109 over the Sixers in Philadelphia last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Damian Lillard had 30 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo 25 and 14 rebounds. Lillard said the Bucks are improved on defense.
Yeah, I think especially when it came down to the paint, you know, Brooke was a beast. Giannis was a beast protecting the paint. That's what we've talked about, our base defense of just getting stops and protecting the paint like we want to. I thought, you know, our bigs did a great job of that.
Bucks play their home opener on Friday night against Chicago. The Packers are gearing up for their Sunday noon kick against Jacksonville. The Packers have won 3 straight while the Jags are coming around. They've won 2 of their last 3. Week 8 of the season kicks off tonight in Los Angeles. The Rams play host to the Minnesota Vikings. And Miami quarterback Tua Tagovailoa reported to practice yesterday, more than a month after suffering his 3rd reported NFL concussion in 2 years. He's expected to start on Sunday against Arizona. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
What's your after? Cool.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Talking heads burning down the house. We're having a great morning so far. Sorry, easily distracted this morning. I'm working with Mr. Corey Hartman at Severe Studios. We're trying to figure out a little weather thing that's happening right now. So that is kind of what's going on in the back end of the world here. We're just trying to see what's up. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those into us 608-355-9970. Emily and I'll be talking about those shortly.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled. And our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM Weather, this is Dave Grant. Today, increasing clouds with a high of 63. Tonight, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a low of 47. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Friday, mostly cloudy, gradually clearing with a high of 59. Friday night, it will be clear with a low of 32. On Saturday, sunny with a high of 57. On Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high of 62. Currently, it is 32 degrees outside the Max FM studios. 99.7 Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It's a little time for Hammer Time with MC Hammer. You can't touch this on Max FM.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music hits me so hard. Makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I doing? Touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know, can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man. You can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands. You got it like that. Now you know you wanna dance. So move out of your seat and get a fire girl and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, pump a little bit and let the noise go on like that. Like that. Touch this. Why you standing there, man? You can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know. You talk about the hammer, you're talking about a show that's hyped and tight. Singles are sweating so fast, I'm a white or a tape. To learn what it's gonna take in the 90s to run the charts. Legit. Either work hard or you might as well quit. That's word, because you know you can't touch this. Can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't prove this, then you probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. Bust a few moves. Run your fingers through your hair. This is it. For a winner, dance to this, and you're gonna get there. The move slide. touch this. Look, man, you can't touch this. You better get a hype, boy, because you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop. Have a time. Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Every time you see me, the hammer's just so high.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. That was MC Hammer. Remember the parachute pants? I never owned any of those. I probably tripped over my own 2 feet. How about you, Emily?
Oh, yeah, I had them. You bet. I was super cool back then. I was super cool. I had all the things because that was a really amazing time with style, I have to say. Like, until recently, I kind of still made fun of it. But now that it's so retro, 80s and 90s stuff, like, people are all about it. So yeah, I had zips, all the things. Yep, I had all the things. And I was a huge fan of Hammer. Huge fan. Saw him live, you know, played it all the time. I think on probably a tape at the time. So yeah, that was fun to hear this morning. Woke me up. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and that's exactly, I was thinking about the days of MC Hammer, Vanilla Ice, you know, all of that stuff was just, it was a blast. And, you know, I look back at some of the pictures of the hair I had back then, too. Oh, my goodness. Well, just, I had a lot of hair back then.
Maybe we should post some pictures on social media of what we looked like back then. Maybe that's a terrible idea that I just...
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking it's not a bad idea. We might have to look and see at some point. It would be kind of funny to see what we come up with. So that's not a bad idea.
That's the beauty of social media.
Right. And when Ben comes on, I'm going to have to ask him if he had the parachute pants as well. So I know he's waiting in the wings to talk about weekends or best. So, Emily, what we're going to do is we're going to do birthdays and anniversaries. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, please text those in now, 608-355-9970. I am monitoring the text line. Emily, I'm trying to help with a technical thing in the background. Do you have the celebrity birthdays up in front of you by chance?
Yes, I do, Dave. I can go through them and then just jump back in when you're ready, when you're done with your you know, million jobs that you do there in terms of tech. So go for it.
Sounds good.
I got this.
All right, so you go ahead and we're just doing the people that are still alive, just so you know, on that list. So I'll let you run
alive.
Through those,
okay.
And I'll be right back with you in like a minute.
Of course. All right. I got this. So first of all, happy birthday out there to all the Scorpios out there listening. This is such a great time of year. So happy birthday to all the late October and early November birthdays. In terms of celebrity birthdays, I've got Eliza Taylor. She turns 35 today. Sorry, Eliza Taylor Clark, excuse me. She was on the show The 100. I remember that show. That's a good one. And she was also on Quantum Leap. She played Hannah. So that is super fun. I know that was a really, really popular show. I never got into it, but I heard lots of great things. So I might have to revisit that one. Very amazing artist out there that everybody knows. Drake is 38. I don't know if I can really get with that. 38. I thought that Drake was like a young one. Still,
so did I. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, no.
That one shocks me. Wow.
That's cool, though. So Drake's 38. I know, right? So happy birthday, Drake. BD Wong is 64. Baldwin Kinnebacker is the played on Apocalypse. BD Wong also played Hugo Strange on Gotham. So that was a spinoff of the movies, I believe. It was a kind of a series, an episode per episode series. Ray Makata on HBO's The Oz, The Shrink on Law & Order, SVU, and Dr. Henry Yu in the Jurassic Park movies. So that's a big one. I think everybody remembers that character. So happy birthday to BD Wong. All right, jump in, Dave. You got the next couple.
All right. So, yep, I'm hopping back in over here. So, and it's funny, you mentioned the whole BD Wong and the birthdays coming up with Law & Order SVU. That show is still running strong as well. So that's something
sure
that,
is.
You know, I don't know if he's still in the show or not. So that's the one I do have to look at. So, and which one do you, so we also have F. Murray Abraham, 85. We have Santino Farina, 87. Santo and Johnny. And then wrapping up is Bill Wyman, the 88, former Rolling Stones bassist. So we had a small list, which is probably good today with everything that's going on. So what we're going to do,
Emily. We missed in the middle.
Which one did we miss?
I just want to shout out. Kevin Kline is 77 years old. And the reason I want to shout out to Kevin Kline, who I don't know if anyone's out there has seen A Fish Called Wanda, but that's one of my favorite movies as a youngin. So happy birthday, Kevin Kline. Such a great comic and such a great actor. So 77 years old. Whew, that dates all of us. All right.
Yeah, it
enough
does.
About that.
Right. So, all right, what we're going to do here now, and we know we have Ben Bromley waiting in the wings. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Weekends Are Best with Ben Bromley. That is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids' Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
Good morning, Ben Bromley. How are you doing today, sir?
Boo. I'm doing great, Dave. How about you?
We're doing great. Thank you for joining us today. It's like I've seen you everywhere, almost heard you everywhere. I mean, this is like our third day in a row together.
People will say we're in love.
Yeah, right. Well, thank you for joining us and for putting the boo in Baraboo. Halloween is coming up soon. And one thing I do want to mention before we get into your list, I've seen a lot of social media banter out there. People asking when trick-or-treating in Baraboo happens. That is on Halloween, October 31st, 4 to 7 p.m. So wanted to get that one out there because there's been a lot of questions about when is trick-or-treating in Baraboo. And there are no maps for going trick-or-treating in Baraboo either. I just want to mention that as well. Anywhere that a light's on. Right, Ben?
Yeah, I was going to say, since when do people need maps?
You know, that was a common question last year, you know. And then, of course, you get Corey Hartman and I in the studio together, and we just draw a big circle around Baraboo. So, yeah, we did it. So, yes, you don't need a map. Just make sure the light's on. So, again, Halloween trick-or-treating in Baraboo next Thursday, 4 to 7 p.m., not this Thursday. So, Ben, what do we have on our list today and this weekend?
Well, that's a great setup because we have Halloween events galore, Dave. It starts tonight downtown with the Witches Night Out.
Ooh.
This is a Downtown Baraboo, Inc. event. It's going to take place from 6 until 9. And I think folks are familiar with this. This is a long-running event. But the idea is it's a ladies' night. They're going to have special sales, demos, treats, and some beverages downtown. And you can arrive in costume or out.
All right, so that is tonight in Downtown Baraboo. What else do we have, Ben?
Let's keep that Halloween train rolling. Going forward into Friday, the Tour of Historic Haunts. This is an event presented by the Sauk County Historical Society, and it's a great teaser. Is there a murder witness in the library in Baraboo? Is there an embalming room on the square? I mean, these are questions you need the answers to. They're going to gather folks at 6:30 p.m. Friday right outside the courthouse downtown. It's $15 for Historical Society members, $18 if you're not a member.
Oh, that's fun. And I know where there is an embalming room that's just over to my left. And,
that's right. Dave, have you seen any hauntings in your building?
Yes, we have.
Really?
Yes. So when we were doing the build-out, a gentleman was in there helping us do some work, and we saw a headless person walk through from the stairs over to what's our lunchroom, restroom area. He went running out and never came back in. We both saw the same thing, and he would not come back in that building.
A headless apparition.
Yes.
An Ichabod Crane.
Yes. I mean, we saw waist down. That's all we saw. So
no kidding.
And I was in there early last Thursday or Friday morning. I don't remember.
Well,
what, I think it was
let's
Friday.
Let's get you on next year's tour of historic haunts, Dave.
Yeah, there you go.
There are all kinds of tales. In fact, when I was at the newspaper years ago, I did an article about all the local, you know, the rumors.
Yes.
Of course, people talk about the Al Ringling Theater being haunted.
Yep.
And also the former Eisenberg's building, which...
Oh, really?
Some folks would call the former Shoebox, which is now a few different things, right at Broadway and 3rd. That people who work in that building have seen some freaky stuff, yeah.
I did not know that, so you got to go on that haunted tour to find out all that information.
Indeed. I should mention, Dave, not everything is going to be about Halloween this weekend. There
all right,
is
what else we have?
Friday night, we've got a Cher tribute. It's called The Beat Goes On. That's going to be taking place at the Cal Center over in Reedsburg. They're a member of the Baraboo Chamber. That's going to happen at 7 p.m. Tickets range from $30 to $40 Friday night.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
And Saturday, okay, I got to take a deep breath. Lots of Halloween happenings. All right, so it's going to be a big day at the Baraboo Children's Museum. They're going to have a trunk or treat event at the museum. That's going to run from 9:30 until 11:30. But as part of that, they're having their trick or trot fun run. That's going to take place at 10 a.m. So a busy day at the Children's Museum. Meanwhile, if you want some more trunk or treat opportunities, here's another one for you. Thunderbird Youth Hockey is going to present trunk or treat out at the Pierce Park Pavilion. That's going to run from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. on Saturday. And keeping it rolling, as long as we're hot, we're on fire here with Halloween stuff, there's also a pumpkin carving contest Saturday. Actually, it's not only that. It's also going to be a Halloween hike and a bunch of other events presented by the Devil's Lake Friends. This is going to be at the Rock Elm Shelter. So that's the North Shore picnic area. The Friends are going to have their annual pumpkin carving contest and their Halloween hike.
It'll be great weather for that as well this weekend. So perfect afternoon to get the pumpkin carving and some exercise.
Yeah, there you go. You can exercise your craft muscles and your leg muscles. I forgot to mention that's from 3 until 8 on Saturday.
Okay.
All right, there's more. Believe it or not, there is yet more.
And
speaking of
more.
Halloween, at the Al Ringling Theater, they're going to present a favorite film, Hocus Pocus. That's going to be Saturday night at 7 p.m., $5 a ticket. You can't argue with that.
No,
and rounding out
deal.
The hauntings for Saturday, Shelley Mordini, Baraboo Tours, is going to be offering a haunted downtown walk starting at 7 p.m. That's going to depart right in front of their headquarters there, 524 Oak Street.
And she does such a great job with that. She knows all of the information about downtown Baraboo. I've been on this tour a long time ago, and I got to tell you, you learn so much about the history of Baraboo and all the haunted places. So stop on down for that Saturday night. That's just a great tour. And
you'll be educated and entertained, right, Dave?
Exactly. And find out if there's an embalming room in downtown Baraboo.
And there's yet more on Sunday, if you can believe it. Like I mentioned, not everything is Halloween-themed this weekend. We do have the Baraboo Sunday Market returning. So that runs downtown from 10 until 2. And, of course, this is a monthly event where they have items that are vintage, handmade, or homegrown. Check that out on the Courthouse Square. And also, I have one more trunk or treat for you. Our friends at Riverwood Senior Living in Wisconsin Dells, they're a member of the Baraboo Chamber, they're going to have a trunk or treat event Sunday afternoon from 3 until 5.
Well, it sounds like a very busy weekend, a lot of great things happening, and great weather to be out and about and enjoy the downtown Baraboo Sunday Market as well on Sunday. We're talking high near 62, going to be sunny, so get out and enjoy all this stuff while you can, while we have this great October weather. Ben, if people do want more information about what's going on in the area, what's the best way for them to find that out?
Baraboo.com.
Fantastic. Ben, anything else you want to add?
No, my pleasure, Dave. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. It's great having you. We look forward to talking to you next Thursday as well, Ben. Thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely.
Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo on Max FM.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
Summer, summer, summer.